The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Sholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moment of Transformation. My name is Chris Sholamini. We continue on our journey on increase, and today we'll take another portion of the teaching on the ground for increase, emphasizing the state of our heart. I want to let you know one thing. From the beginning, God has ordained us for increase. From Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, he has said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, have dominion. All of them speak one thing, and that is increase. And the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4 and Luke 13 emphasizes the dimension of the seed falling on different grounds, which we've been able to emphasize that the seed is the word. And these different grounds, they are symbol of four different arts. You have the wayside, you have the stony, you have the thorns, and you have the good ground. And the good ground also divided into three. You have the 30-fold, you have the 60-fold, then you have the 100-fold. Now, our emphasis on the good ground. When you get born again, you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your heart is supposed to be seen as a good ground where the word of God can grow. Jesus said, these are the ones sown on good ground. These are those who hear the word, they heard the word, they accepted it. They bore fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Jeremiah the prophet recorded the statement that God himself said through him. He said, the heart of man is deceitful above all things, extremely deceitful. An average man has some deceit in his heart, crookedness, manipulation, all manners of stuff in the hearts of men. Some are greeting you with their mouth, but they are cursing you in their heart. Some are embracing you, but they are planning your downfall. That's how the natural man is wired. But when you give your life to Christ, you are supposed to be like the heart that the potter has worked upon, has given you a new heart, not of stone again, heart of flesh, soft enough like Ezekiel recorded. So you find Jeremiah saying the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Then you find God himself saying, I, the Lord, I search the heart. I test the minds. I give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Today, we're going to concentrate on how to make your heart better, how to make your ground better. That you are not just bearing 30-fold, you are not just bearing 60-fold, you are an 100-fold believer. How do we put our heart right? Four dimensions of it we're going to talk about today, and we'll be done. Once our heart is right, we have no problem with God. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. Bible says, the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are right. When your heart is right, you can get the best of God. I tell you one thing, when you have the right heart, a heart that is submissive, a heart that is humble, a heart that is true, a heart that fears God. You know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8? It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The integrity of your life is a function of the purity of your heart. The first of the four major principles in keeping your heart right and in making you to bear fruit and increase in the will of God is the fact that you must learn to guard your heart. To guard is to make a wall around your heart intentionally. It's man's responsibility to keep and to guard his heart. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring out issues of life. If you want to increase, you must guard your heart against junks. Avoid wrong locations. Avoid wrong companies. If you keep wrong company, they will pollute your heart. If you watch wrong movie, they will pollute your heart. You must deliberately guard your heart. Don't let your heart become a dump ground for junks. Your heart is the seat of your identity. You must learn to guard it. Let me read to you Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, and possibly the 26th verse. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead, talking of your heart. Let your eyelids look right before you. This is how you keep your heart. Take off distractions. Stay focused. Verse 26 says, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. You must deliberately minimize distraction from your heart, because I tell you, if you have not concluded it in your heart, you will not do it with your hands. If you are not concluded with your heart, you may not speak it with your mouth. If you don't conclude with your heart, you may not take the step with your legs. So it's important you guard your heart, that you guard with prayers, that you guard intentionally. When you intentionally, deliberately raise a wall in your heart against junk, you will not find nonsense growing there. You will not find your heart becoming a dump ground for nonsense. I read to you in Matthew Gospel, chapter 13, Jesus said, while men slept, his enemy came to sow tares among the wheat and went his way. Matthew 13, verse 25. Verse 28 says, he said to them, an enemy has done this. When did the enemy do it? When their heart was open, while men slept, while men went off guard. Men, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, is going about like a roaring lion, looking for who to devour. Beloved, if you guard your heart, the seed of the word of God will grow and bring forth fruit in hundredfold. That is the first thing you need to do with your heart. The second thing you do with this ground, which is your heart, is that you feed your heart. That's how you strengthen and soften the ground. Feeding your heart means you are feeding it with the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, one for doctrine, two for reproof, three for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped, thoroughly furnished for every good work. When you feed your heart enough with the word of God, you find it being strengthened. What makes others to collapse? You know what God has said. What makes others to compromise? You know the instruction God has said. And your heart becomes so soft. Your heart becomes so tender, so attractive for the will of God to stay. And God is looking for those people whose hearts are tender before Him. Isaiah 66 verse 2. Say, for all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite heart, who trembles at my word. Bible says in Psalm 51:17 that the sacrifice of God is a broken and a contrite heart. That you broken and a contrite heart, that all Lord will not despise. When you have a contrite heart, it's a symbol that God's word is transforming you, is prospering your life. You don't find it difficult to apologize because God's word has worked on you. You don't find it difficult to forgive because God's word has worked on you. You don't find it difficult to say the truth because God's word has worked on you. You don't find it difficult to help the needy because God's word has worked on you. You have embraced the word. You have allowed it to literally change your perspective, change your worldview, giving you a new paradigm aligned to the will of God, aligned to the word of God, aligned to the purpose of God, and you are living by it. Jeremiah 23, verse 29, popular verse in the Bible. It says, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like armor that breaks the rock in pieces? So you find God says, my word is like fire to consume stubbles. It's like armor to break the stony heart. If you understand this very well, you find transformation coming up in all areas of your life. You've learned how to guard your heart from trash, and you've learned the discipline of feeding your heart with the word all the time. You begin to see the change. The increase will be exponential. The increase will be continuous. The increase will be obvious for people to see. We'll go on a break, and after the break, we'll continue.
Petra Ministry exists to raise a community of committed saints who would be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for services on Sundays at 81 Lancaster Avenue, Suite 211, Malvern, PA 19355. On Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 7 p.m.
You're welcome back. For the sake of this just journey, as we're taking a teaching today on the ground for increase, or the art for increase, H-E-A-R-T for increase, and we're trying to emphasize the importance of the art concerning our destiny, our purpose, and if we really desire to see increase in all areas of our life, it will begin from the state of our heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For as a man thinks, so is he. And today we're emphasizing the four major disciplines you need to put your heart into really make it to flow in the hundredfold. You are not on the stony ground, you are not among thorns, you are not on the wayside, but you're on the good ground, the good heart, with the word of God, not bringing for just 30-fold, not just 60-fold, but on 100-fold. You are fit for every good work. Whatever God is doing, good and perfect, you are qualified. Whatever God has ordained for you to do, you are qualified, because your heart is just right. That's what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that the man of God will be furnished unto every good work. Beloved of God, hear me. God wants you, number one, to guard your heart with all diligence. We learn that in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. He wants you to feed your heart with the word and feed it continuously, feed it consistently. You know what Jeremiah said? He said, "Thy word I found, I hid it, and there were joy and rejoicing unto me." He wants you to deliberately create time to feed on the word. And beyond you feeding on the word, he wants you to purge your heart. And that's our emphasis this time. Have you ever asked yourself, why have you been stagnant spiritually since all these years? How come that you've not won a soul for the Lord this year, even last year? How come that prayer life has just been up and down? How come that people are not seeing you as a believer indeed? How come? It's because you've not allowed the word of God to find its place in you. Why have increase not been seen in all areas of your life, despite the volume of the word of God you hear all the time? That's what we're addressing. That the word of God must not be choked up in your life. That the word of God in your life must be well rooted, but that the word of God is growing on a good ground, fertile ground, nourished with the Spirit, nourished with the word of God, and that the word is growing, it's increasing in you. The transformation we need now for our nation is character change. When we truly stay by the word of God, we will see the increase. How come we've not seen it? I mean, it's not because the word of God is not true. The word has not changed. It's still the same word. The issue is with our heart. Number three, you must learn to purge your heart also with the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "The word of God have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you." Jesus said in John 15:3, he said, "Now you are cleansed by the word." You mirror your life with the word and remove every obvious debris you find. When you look at the perfect law of liberty, you see the fault in you, you see the spots, you see the blemish, and you remove them. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, that seeing we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from every filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You must learn to bring yourself before the Lord and ask the Lord to purge your heart, deliberately purge your heart of all manners of filth, even though you are born again. Psalmist declared in Psalm 51 verse 7, say, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean." Say, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." Purge your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The purity of your heart is the integrity of your life. And finally, you must believe from your heart. Romans 10 verse 10 says, "With the heart man believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation." Bible says in Romans 10 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You must believe in your heart. That is the seat of your identity. Your actions begins from your heart. This is where prayer of faith comes in. You must learn to embrace the word. Remember the parable of the sower we mentioned? This one on the good ground, they heard the word, they receive it, they embrace. You must learn to hear it, you must learn to receive it, and you must learn to embrace. This is how God's word is going to be prospering in you. The more you embrace it, you will begin to pray without being told to pray, turning the promises to prayer, turning the instructions to prayer. When you begin to do this, you will begin to see God's word prospering in all the rest of your life. As I round off today, this will work for you. If you allow Christ to be your Savior and your Lord, you want to accept Him today, I want you to say after me, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray." May God's word prosper in all areas of your life. May you increase as the word of God increases in you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
You have just listened to the message preached by Pastor Chris Mene. For more information, get in touch with Petra Ministries USA, 81 Lancaster Avenue, Suite 211, Malvern, PA 19355. You can call +148 480 25618, +148 480 25618. Email petraministriesusa@gmail.com. God bless you.